It's an election year, and there's no doubt podcasting will play a role.
And now, a look at what's trending in the podcast world and how it can help your show. It's the Jack Show Podcast.
Here's an interesting one. Ted Cruz is hosting a podcast 3 days a week distributed by Premier Networks, part of iHeartMedia. Now, Senator Cruz, who's up for re-election this year, isn't being paid directly for his time, but get this. His Political Action Committee, or PAC, is producing the show, and a share of the ad revenue, over $630,000 so far, is going to a super PAC. Not his, but one that supports him. Now, as you may know, Mr. Cruz represents the great state of Texas. iHeartMedia, while run mostly out of New York these days, is still technically domiciled in San Antonio, I assume for major tax breaks like a lot of big companies. Funny how these things work if you follow the dots. The story's been reported in the Houston Chronicle, Forbes, and The Verge. All are linked in the show notes. At least one watchdog group has filed a complaint with the Federal Elections Commission, and that leaves us with two questions. One, what precedent will this set between candidates, soft money, and podcasts in the 2024 election? And two, if things get a little tough on old Teddy, will he run to Mexico like he did when his home state froze? Now, we've all been warned about campaign shenanigans created by AI, and podcasting is certainly grappling with this emerging technology. It is the wild, wild west out there. And just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. A while back, a podcast named Dudezy used AI to create a one-hour episode featuring late comedian George Carlin, who passed away back in 2008. As you might imagine, this did not sit well with the Carlin family and estate. This week, it was announced the podcast has been taken down, and the publishers and estate have reached a settlement. Terms of said settlement were not disclosed. Speaking of AI, OpenAI and ChatGPT say they ingested and transcribed over 1 million hours of YouTube content, including podcasts, in order to train its latest version, ChatGPT-4. Now, this has lots of legal ramifications that are too complicated for me to get into here, but if you're going to train a large language model, I guess it makes sense to turn to the largest source for content in the world. ChatGPT can be a great tool. In fact, I use it often to draft show notes based on podcast transcripts, which I then tweak myself. This is my theory on AI. It is always improving, but you always need a human gatekeeper to check the AI's work. As always, if you have questions about podcasting or interested in starting a show, you can find me online at jagandetroit.com. Later.
The most popular ways to grow a podcast are recommendations of friends and family. So share this episode with someone you know. And for any questions you have about podcasts, find Jag online at jagindetroit.com.